I have another question. If this were to happen, if a family or the parents were separated before anything of that happens, in case it does happen, what are some precautions they could take? Like, I know my family personally, they send money to Mexico and they have an account, and just in case anything happens, if they are sent back, they have that money and they're not starting completely from zero. What is another thing they could do?
Well, one of the things that I have that I recommend is, if you have children, as I mentioned, dual citizenship. That's one of the first things I would recommend, having dual citizenship. Secondly, having a carta poder, as we call it, or a power of attorney, in case the parent is unexpectedly detained by ICE and deported, that there is a family member, a close relative, already that can take care of the children and be able to help with the reunification of the children with their parents. Also, I mean, what an immigrant family can do is that we'll be more than happy to help them fill out all those documents and facilitate and reach out to the consulate so they can be able to help them make the dual citizenship process a lot easier. And I mean, there's a couple of us that are working right now and helping families, reaching out, giving or contact information in case there is an emergency. Send that help so they know that they're not alone. That's one of the things that I let everyone know about, is that there is support here for you guys. There's a lot of families that come in and they have no friends, no relatives, and they have nowhere to go. So extending the help gives them a peace of mind that they have a to-go-to person for support.
So how you mentioned that the family should have someone that could take care of the children in case anything happened, do you think it's a good idea to tell, if they do have children, to tell them that this is a possibility, that they could be separated, and that there might be someone else who might be taking care of them for who knows how long?
You know, it's been complicated for parents to actually talk to children about this. It is completely, children see what's happening in the social media, on TV, getting bullied in school because of their legal status or because of the cultural barriers that they encounter. So it makes it difficult for parents to even talk about it. But believe it or not, I do know a couple of parents that actually have brought this up to their children and say, in case this were to happen, you guys will be placed under the care of auntie or uncle or the neighbors or cousins, blood-related family, instant family, that could take care of you guys until you guys could be reunited with us again. But many parents that I've known that have been deported, they try to figure out a way to get back because of their children.
When the heat of the media was covering ICE separating families, there was a lot of talk about how it was almost impossible to have these families brought back together. What does the process look like for families who are separated and then go on the journey to trying to, you know, mend their broken family?
It's traumatic. It's psychologically traumatic for children. I mean, I met a couple of families that were reunited. And one of the things that that they immediately express is that their children were not the same, because their children were separated from their parents for so many months that they didn't even recognize their children anymore.